الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders, brothers, youngsters in Islam, I have decided few ayat of Surah Al-Duha that Surah mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narrator Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, whosoever recites Surah Al-Duhan Friday night, meaning Thursday evening before sleep, that Islamically Friday night. If a person recites Surah Al-Duhan in 25th para, one, every Friday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, 70,000 angels are making dua of maghfirah for that person. 70,000 angels. You just recite and sleep the whole night, the angel making dua. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates another hadith. Whosoever recites Surah Al-Duhan Friday night, his name is written in the list of Jannati people. It's so easy for us to follow that and to practice the Sharia. It's very, very easy. Remember, this month, the month is called Shaaban. And Allah has given us a night in this month. It's called Shab-e-Barat. Shab meaning night. Barat meaning Allah free you from Jannah. Allah makes you free from Jannah. I was reading a book, Tabrani mentioned the hadith by Anas Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. There are five nights. Whomsoever makes ibadah in these nights, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Wajabat lahu jannah." Jannah is compulsory. Jannah is wajib. Five nights. I'm not going to mention all the nights because this one is just one night now. Which is night? Shabbat. One of the five nights is called Laylatul Barat, this night. What is the meaning of Wajabat Lahul Jannah? Whoever makes Tawbah in this night, whoever turns to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, makes firm intention today. Firm intention today. Ya Allah, I am not going to disobey you. Whatever happened in past, hey Allah, I'm regretting myself and I'm making firm intention not to commit that sin again. InshaAllah, Allah will accept the tawbah wa jarrat lahu al-jannah, jannah dwali. The hadith quoted in Musannaf Abdul Razzaq, narrator Abdullah ibn Umar, رضي الله تعالى عنه لا يرد خمس ليال there are five nights لا يرد الدعاء there are five nights the dua is not rejected there are five nights the dua is not rejected one of the five nights is Laylatul Barat. If you raise your hand towards Allah, but there is certain way how to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hum to haath uthate hain Allah 56 crore ki lakh ki tu de de bhai. To kuch Ferrari de de. Give us some Ferrari, give us this. No. There is a way to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is a way to ask the people. And Allah is the creator. There is a way to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. A sahabi asked, Hazrat Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, whenever I heard from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he was making dua, he used to say first, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi-ismika al-aliyyi al-a'la Al-Asbaq, Al-Wahhab. You say, Allah, I'm asking you with your name, Ali. Ali is one of the name of 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ali, he is the higher. Al-A'la, most higher. Al-Wahhab, who is the giver. He used to mention these three names always, before dua. Before dua, he used to say this word. Also, Sayyidi Qajubayr Rabbi Allah Ta'ala said, whenever I ask, I know one ayat of the Quran. Whenever I make dua, I recite the ayat first, and every time Allah accepted my dua. 24th para, second ruku. اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض If you can't remember, say Amin in your heart. Allah will accept your dua inshaAllah. We are sitting in the house of Allah. A beautiful night. A
blessed night, very good night, mentioned إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا لِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. From the sunset of tonight, from sunset إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Special Allah has Allah sending His mercy on the first sky. He comes down. The special Allah's chance to coming down. For Allah sent His mercy and He says, Allah mustadbirin fa aghfir lana. Is there anyone asking forgiveness? I can forgive. From the time of sunset, we have recited, mashallah, we performed the Maghrib Namaz. From that time, hatta yatla al fajr. Until Subah Sadiq, Allah is calling us today, all my servants, I'm calling you every day to come to my door. Today I come to you. I have come to you. I'm asking you. You listen to me. Listen to me. And come towards me. Allah mustaghfirin fa'aghfir lahu. Allah mustaghfirin fa'arzuqahu. Allah mubtalan fa'afiyahu. Allah kaza wa kaza wa kaza. وَكَذَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. He's saying, is there anyone to seek forgiveness? I will forgive him. Is there anyone who wants rosy and sustenance? Come to me. I will give him the rosy and sustenance. I will open his way, which is blocked. There is no blessing and a barakah in our shop, in our factory, in our business. There is no barakah in our wages. Allah asking you, Allah telling you, Allah, مِن مُسْتَرْزِكِنْ فَأَرْزُكَوْ. Is there anyone who come and ask me for rosy? For rosy, I will give him the rosy and sustenance. Ala mubtalan, is there anyone who is the sickness of the body, sickness of the heart, quickly, all kind of sickness. Someone has sickness, always he commits zina, or bad bite, or hatred, jealousy. These are the sickness of the heart, and the sickness of the body. There are many, many sickness. Allah said, come to me. Ala mubtalan, wa'afiyahu. I will give you peaceful life. Allah wa kaza wa kaza wa kaza. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not mention everything. He says Allah is calling and telling you all these things, whatever your problem, you come to me. Hatta yatlu al fajr, until to the Sadiq Fajr time begins. Sayyid Jabir رضي الله تعالى. He says, I know the ayah. Whenever I ask, Allah accepted my dua. اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. This ayah you see. You have to praise Allah. You have to praise Allah. There is a way. Praise Allah. Then do the shirk. Then you ask. Whatever you want. Once Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, who was sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am narrating the hadith, I'm telling you the hadith, which is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm telling you the hadith. Hadith is quoted Imam Muslim, authentic hadith. Imam al-Muslim, in Muslim Sharif, Imam al-Nasai, in Nasai, Imam al-Hakim in Mustadrak. The hadith is written in these hadith books. You open and see, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala said, that Jibreel alayhi salam was sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly they heard a loud noise. A loud noise. Jibreel alayhi salam started looking at the sky. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, what is this noise? I heard first time in my life. I heard first time in my life. Jibreel alayhi salam says, Allah sending an angel in this world. Allah sending one angel in this world. And he's coming from different door of the sky. And the door of sky is open. That is a noise. Did you hear? You heard this noise? That the angel opened the door and he's coming down. This angel also coming first time by you, and he's coming first time in this world. Authentic hadith in Muslim. First time angel is coming in this world, and the oath is coming from different ways, meaning different door of the sky. While they were talking, the angel came. And he also sat next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He brought special message. Are you listening? He brought special message from where? From Allah. In the presence of Jibreel alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's telling him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I came first time, Allah sent me to give you two lights, two noon, two lights. If anyone recites this two lights, this two noon, every letter, Allah will accept their dua. Every letter, Allah will accept their dua. Which is the noor? What was the light? The angel Christian brought it from Allah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the light of Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Oh my brothers, you recite this surah every day in Qaraz Namaz, in Nafal Namaz, in Sunnat Namaz, in Wajib Namaz. You recite every day, but you must understand what is the value of the surah. Says every letter, every sentence, Allah accepts your dua. And the second night, the last two ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. From that till وعفو عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. These two ayats before dua, you must recite this Surah Fatiha first. And also the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then you ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will accept your dua. There is a way to ask Allah. We have to follow the way of Rasulullah. The way of Sahaba. So come to Layali Allah, you don't do a dua. You remember what I'm saying now. There are five nights. In these nights, Allah does not reject anyone's dua. Except you, unless they have, until they have tawbah. I'm going to tell you inshallah. لا يرد الدعاء. Two nights I will tell you about. But you have to read it, don't have to read it, don't have to read it. Three, you don't read it, you tell everything. What do you know? We'll do the second time. We're not going to make about it now, later to each other. The other night, until we went to the area. We have no time to do that. It's the Juma night, Friday night, as I mentioned to you. Friday night, you ask anything. And the second is the Laylatul Barat. Laylatul Barat, tell you. And Laylatul Qadr. And it will fit the night, and it will adha night. The five nights, you wake up, you ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, bring three hearts together. One heart of the believer. A second heart is called tahajjud time, is the heart of the night. Tahajjud time is the heart of the night. And the heart of the believer. Third, the heart of the Quran, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Suratul Yaqeen is the heart of the Quran. Surah Yasin, the heart of the Quran. You wake up. But tonight, recite Yasin Sharif. If you remember by heart, recite in your namaz. If you don't know by heart, then after namaz, you open the Quran. Read Surah Yasin. Then, mashallah, the Tahajjud time is there also. And your heart should be present there. And you ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. Allah will accept it. Why? Allah says in the Quran, Hameen. قرآن کرم کریم کی قرآن کی قسم کھا رہا ہے. اللہ taking the oath of the Quran.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة.
We have revealed the Quran in the ليلة المباركة and the blessing of Allah. Most of the people say, me in ليلة القدر. Allah revealed the Quran ليلة القدر. No. مفسرین the scholars of the تفسیر of the Quran, they explain the ninth day. First you buy property, منظوری مل گئی مسجد بنانے کی. کہتا ہے نا منظوری مل گئی ہے, یو کا پرمیشن ٹو بلڈ ا مور ایٹسٹرا. سیکنڈ, ناؤ دوسرے نمبر پر کیا ہوتا ہے, پایا ڈال دیا ہم نے یہاں پر پلر. اب اس کے بعد پورا کام شروع ہو رہا ہے, چھت پر بھی ہے, ساری چیزیں اس میں ڈالی جا رہی, تعلیم ڈالی جا رہی ہے, سب کچھ ہے. سملری ان دا لیلۃ البراک اللہ گیون دا منظوری دا آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ریویل دا قرآن. فیصلہ دستاویز, اینڈ دین 27 نائٹس لیلۃ القدر. ان لیلۃ القدر Allah sent the whole Quran from Lohe Mahfuz to Baitul Izzah on the first heaven. Then the work started for 23 years. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam was bringing ayat upon ayat upon ayat by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he.
فيها يطرق كل أمر حكيم.
There is two nights. One Allah hiding, one Allah disclosed. Which is Allah hide? Laylatul. Hide for whole month in the Ramadan. He didn't tell Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whole month to look for that night. To find out that night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly he said in that kitab for whole month of Ramadan. Then he said, Ya Allah, my ummah is very, very weak. Too hard for him. Whole month as they come in Ramadan. Allah said, okay, last 20 days. The next year, he said for 20 days. How many days? 20 days. So Ya Allah, it's too hard for my ummah to sit. SubhanAllah. He made it so easy for us. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's so easy for us. Allah. Allah said, okay, last 10 days is sunnah. Masnoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for whole life, last 10 years, in Madina Munawwara, he sat in i'tikaf. Last 10 days. Still he said, Ya Allah, it's too hard to find Laylatul Qadr in 10 days. 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Too hard. Allah said, okay, 10 days you have to sit in i'tikaf, but I'm giving you 5 days to look for it. 21st, 23rd, in between you get rest to find. SubhanAllah. That's why you got the value of the night, because we don't know which night is that. For Shabbat Qadr, Allah disclosed, He told us, this is the night. He has no value. We'll go and sleep. SubhanAllah. Allah farmate, tu so raha hai, main tujhe bula raha hu. You're sleeping, I'm calling you. Your last night, tomorrow morning, your whole year list of neki, of piety, of righteous deed, of good deed, of evil deed, everything are going to go Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look. Pure saal ke guna neki humari aindha kar jayegi. That we learn from the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha bhi Allah ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, why are you fasting? What is this? Our life, my I like to fast. One, I like to stay hungry and thirsty. One, I want that my amal and good deeds, my register of deeds, go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala while I'm fasting. While I'm fasting. So Allah said to mere bande, abhi ek aur night deta hu. I'm giving you one more night before tomorrow comes, before day starts. I'm giving you one more night. Turn to me. Make tawbah. I will forgive you. When your register comes to me, of these, the register of these come to me, then I will see there is nothing, everything for you. So many people say, Mansa, we can't cry. Our heart is so hard. We can't cry. Rasulullah says, cry, give a fool. Hadith, give a fool, cry. فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاسَوْا If you cannot, your heart is so hard. If your heart is so hard, because of disobeying Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the heart became so hard. There is no tears in our eyes. Allah says, at least if you cannot cry, you cannot tear, at least you make your face like a cry person. Like a cry baby. You see that? Sometimes there is a tear, we make like a cry. Make like this face also. Oh, let's take a dua. Oh, let's take a tawbah. You regret that. Say, Allah, whatever I did in my life, please forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. You see, what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam did in this night? قُمُوا لَيْلَا وَصُمُوا نَعَارَا Rasulullah s.a.w. was reading namaz in this night and fasting next day. It is mustahab to fast. It is mustahab to fast. People said bid'ah. There's no bid'ah. Open the Fatawa Mahmudiya. You will find to fast on next day is mustahab and so much reward also. Rasulullah s.a.w. stood in namaz in this night. And what he did? He did long sajda. Does he need to make long sajda? He was impure, innocent, final, Imamul Anbiya, leader of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Does he need to make long sajda? No, no, no. He practically, he did to show the ummah. He showed the ummah. I don't need, till I'm doing the long sajda. And he recited dua. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, after 1 hour, 2 hour, I was searching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told to look at him, not his pass away. That he passed away in sajda was a long sajda from Isha till Fajr. Long sajda. He said, I'm touching his toe. I touched many times. Does he pass away and die in his sajda? It's a long sajda. He's making dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. Learn the dua. Learn the dua. It's a very nice dua. The dua is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. People say it's a bid'ah. I'm telling you that, and I'm giving you halal also. He mentioned the dua in Muslim Sharif. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika bi'radaka min sakhatik. Hey Allah, tere gutte se mujhe meri ifazat kar le. Teri raza naseeb farma. Tere gutte se bacha le Allah. Allah, protect me from your anger and give me your pleasure. I want your raza. I want your pleasure.
وَبِمُعَافَاتِكَ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِكَ وَبِمُعَافَاتِكَ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِكَ
Hey Allah, give me peace, afiyat from your punishment.
Does he commit sin anything? Does he did anything? No, no. He's making long dua. Further he says, أعوذ بك جل وجهك
إلا تيري ذات تيري غصة سبتنا الله protect لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك.
Hey Allah, I cannot praise. I can't be tarif. I cannot praise Allah.
Only your praise is that what you mentioned.
I can't. Oh my brothers, if you can't, if you don't know the dua, at least you say Ameen. Nabi Prophet made the dua.
Oh, you, this is the night. You have to do also long qiyam, long ruku, long sadda. You're going to say, Kulu Allah is so small, how can it be long qiyam then? Never mind. You can read many surah in Nafal Namaz. You can read. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read in first rakah, Surah Al-Baqarah, then Surah Al-Imran, then Surah Al-Nisa, then Surah Al-Ma'idah. Carry on for in one rakah, eight times. You can't read. If you remember, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ 10 surah. So 10 surah in first rakah, 10 surah in the second rakah is a long qiyam. Slowly, slowly. And the second thing, when you go in ruku, don't just say Subhanallah. No. Read many times. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Say you're praising Allah. You're praising Allah. If you don't know the old du'as, at least you say, Allah says what you say in ruku. You bowing in front of Allah and say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Praise for my Lord, who's the mighty, who's the great. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Say 10 times, 11 times, 13 times, 15 times, 17 times. Then you go in Sazda. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Repeat. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. In the second sadda, between two sadda, you ask, Allahumma sirli, Allah forgive me. In the second rakah, after at-tahiyyatu lillahi, wa-salawatu wa-tayyibat, durud Ibrahim, you ask whatever dua you remember. At least you say, astaghfirullah. Allah, astaghfirullah, Allah will forgive you. That's the Prophet taught us in this night. Qumu laylaha. Qumu laylaha. He performed a long namaz. Salat al-Tasbih is so easy for us. For us it's so easy. And then you need Surah Al-Fatiha. If you don't remember any dua, praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawmiddin, Rikul Hu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. That is too shay. You ask Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah will forgive you entire sin, inshaAllah. This is the night. Atta bin Yasar, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he mentioned, remember one thing, in this night, so many youngsters. Let me tell you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will forgive everyone besides few people. In these nights, we also be quiet. Who are these people? Mushrik, who is polite partner with Allah, who join anyone else in sadda, in qiyam, in ruku, who ask beside Allah anyone else. To the grace of somebody, who will lead you? Who gives you every time? Who gives you life?
Allah.
You have to ask who?
Allah.
Allah is not going to forgive until he makes tawbah. Allah, from today I am not going to do shirk. Say Ameen. And the second thing, Mashahid, who had hatred in his heart, which is hatred, jealousy, envy, in his heart. Allah is not going to accept his dua. Let me tell you one hadith. Very nice. Imam al-Faqruddin Razi rahimahullah said in his tafsir, volume 16, page number 174, mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salam were talking outside in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outside of Masjid. While they were talking, when Sahabi comes, Jibreel alayhi salam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Dharr qad aqbala.
Hazrat Jibril is coming to you.
Who saying that? Jibril alayhi salam said to who?
Nabi Sallam.
Hazrat Jibril is coming to you. Nabi Sallam asked, how do you know him? He's living in Medina. You're living on the cars. How do you know him? How do you recognize him? How do you know his name also? You know only Rasul. Allah knows everyone. How do you know him? What he says? Huwa ashharu indana minhu indakum. Abu Dhar Ghifari is most famous person among angels. On the first sky, the second, the third, and the fourth is seventh sky. Among the angels, Abu Dhar Ghifari is so famous than Medina. More than Medina Munawara. He is so famous. Why? Nabi Sassam asked, Limada Nala, Hadi Fazila, how he got this virtue? How he become so famous among the angels? He said, because of two things. Because of? Since you listen today, listen when he is being mercy. Always he thinks himself lower. Always he thinks himself lower. Everybody says that me, I am nothing. Meaning, another word, no takabbur, no pride, no jealousy. When a person has pride, always he shows everybody I'm that something. You nothing. Blessed be lucky he. He says he was seeing himself always lower than everybody. But second thing, qira'atu kathrati kul huwa Allahu ahad. So he always recites one surah, kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid. That's why from the first sky to the seventh sky, all the angels know him with his name very well. And third thing, remember, very, very important, that is called, once Rasulullah said, Ala unabbiukum bi ashabi al-jannah? Can I tell you the people of Jannah? Can I tell you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Sahaba said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu as-sadukul lisan. Every people, those who speak the truth, they are Jannati. Second thing, Makhmumul Qalb. Their heart is always clean from hatred, jealousy. Sahaba asked, we understood Sadukul Nisan, is the truth. We didn't understand what is the meaning of Makhmumul Qalb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-taqiy wal-naqiy alladhi la isma fih. Always he had the God fearing, fear of Allah. Always you got fear of Allah, taqwa. Second thing, naqi, la ismatihi. Heart always clean. There is no hatred, jealousy, enmity of any Muslim, of any families, children, neighbors, or families, anyone. No hatred in the heart. For 13th mention, at-taqi, an-naqi, alladhi la ismatihi. La baghya, wala ghilla, wala hasada, no zulm, no oppression on anyone, no zulm on the wife, no on the servants, no family, no neighbors, no brothers, no one, no Muslim brothers, no one, wala ghilla, no, what's called that, hasad, wala hasada, wala ghilla, same thing, give dhoka somebody, no, dispute someone, and also jealousy, these things will stop you to enter in Jannah. Last thing, youngsters, listen now. Allah is not going to accept your tawbah if you, your parents, do not forgive you. We have to ask our parents, go and ask them. People come and they greet me. I said, sorry, I didn't do anything to you. Alhamdulillah, and you didn't do anything to me. You go to your house, tell your brother, tell your mother, tell your father, greet them. Tell them. Allah will accept your dua, inshallah. Allah will accept your tawbah. Allah will accept your tawbah. Father Maryam says, Aqaw liwalidayhi. Those who disobey the parents, Allah is not going to accept the tawbah. It's a very nice prayer, and mashallah, the time for the youngsters are here. Let me tell you one, two things before the, inshallah, we conclude and finish this, the bayan. Very, very important. Very, very important.
Remember the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person disobey his parents, he is not going to die until Allah punish him in this world. He is not going to die, upon the Tirmidhi you will find the hadith. He is not going to die until Allah will punish him in this world, unless he goes to his parents and they forgive him. Very, very important. When old lady, she phoned me, this my daughter and my son, the both of them leave the house. From 6 years, I never seen their face. I'm crying. From 6 years. And they said, sometimes they phone me, they don't come to the house, they phone me. And they tell me, you're talking like a dog. They tell the mother, you're talking like a dog. Remember, if Allah gave you money, and barakah, give your parents. When you were small, that there was no nabi, they used to wash towels and make you rich. Subhanallah, today Allah given us something, we say, oh parents, no, we don't have nothing. It's not sufficient for our parents. How can I give you? The parents brought you up. Can you deprive your own health? When all the men said, he says, I was so sick, I was on the bed, I told my son, 13 years old, I told him, give me water, he was playing outside of my house, I told him, give me water, he was so busy in the play, I called him 3 times, 4 times, he got angry, he took his shoe out, he went near gutter, he pulled his shoes, with a gutter of water, and he came and he dropped water in my mouth. Gutter water. Mouth. Rizal Rabbi fi Rizal Walid. Wa sakata Rabbi fi sakata Walid. If your parents are not pleased with you, Allah is not going to accept your hajj, umrah, namaz, roza, ibadah, nothing. If Allah, your parents are pleased with you, Allah is going to accept you. Allah will accept everything. This is the night we have to ask forgiveness, because tomorrow our amal is going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is something there, we didn't fulfill it. So what will happen? We did not fulfill that, Allah is not going to accept our dua. One more thing very important. This night you must cry at least 2 or 3 tears. Please. Allah will forgive you. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. Let me tell you. Last story. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. He was sleeping. While he was drunker. Most of the youngsters, they take drugs, intoxicating things, and they sleep. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi also was drinking. Why? It was the 15th night of Shaban. He didn't perform Isha Namaz. He was sleeping. He had a small daughter, 3 years old. She passed away 2 months ago, before the Shaban in Rabiul Akhir. Now he was so sad for it. I was only one daughter, she also passed away. Now in that night, while his drunker is sleeping, he's dreaming his daughter. This is like a day of resurrection. I'm dreaming, day of resurrection. I am running and a big snake is running behind me to bite me. I'm running. On the way I met a person, old man. He was wearing white clothes. I told him, please forget me. The snake wants to bite me. Kill me. He said, sorry, I can't help you. Go ahead. I went further. It's a big, huge mountain came. I climbed on the mountain. I went on top of the mountain. I saw behind. Fire. So much fire, like Jahannam, behind the mountain. Nearly I was jumping in that fire. Then I turned again. The snake is running behind me. I came back to the old man. Please, save me from the snake.
He's dreaming all the things. He mentioned himself. So I'm dreaming. 15th night of Shaban. I'm dreaming. I'm turning. I ask the old man again. He says, no. Go there further. There are some amanat is there. You go there. Might you get done or you succeed. He went there. So an angel opened the door. His daughter came out. Really, the senior daughter who passed away. She's coming out. She opened the door and she came out. And she had the father. And the snake is coming behind him. She removed the snake. The snake went away. And he's in peace. Now she is sitting in the lap of father. He says, I'm seeing my daughter in my dream. So my daughter is sitting in my lap. Listen to the story he mentioned himself. He said, I told my daughter, what is this? Where are you sitting? And why so many servants are here? He mentioned the whole thing, the snake, this, that, punishment, the jahannam. The daughter said, oh my father, listen, the snake, the white man, the man was sitting there with white clothes. He was your weaker good deed. Very, very few good deeds. He cannot save you from the fire of Jahannam. And the snake is the fire of Jahannam, was pushing you, is your evil deed. The snake is the evil deed, was pushing you to throw you in Jahannam. Now you came to me, listen to me. She recites another ayah. أَلَمْ يَأْمِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ او اللہ کے بندو ابھی تک تمہارا وقت نہیں آیا کہ اللہ کا ذکر سن کر تم ڈر جاتے توبہ کر لیتے اللہ کی طرف آ جاتے You should leave all the evil things, leave adultery, leave stealing, drugs, wines, everything. Oh my father, when you going to leave this? Your actions, the bad deeds, your good deeds not going to protect you. You went to him twice. He rejects you. Only your evil deeds will take you to Jahannam. He says, I was so scared. I woke up. It was a sad time. I bathed and then I read my tahajjud namaz. After Fajr, I met Toba. But before Fajr, I met Toba. From that day, he became Wali of Allah. Thousands people accepted Islam on his head and 1,000 sinner people turned to. SubhanAllah. So just imagine. You cry 2 minutes, 5 minutes, in sajda. Even after namaz, go in sajda, ask Allah Ta'ala. Allah will forgive you. Allah will forgive you. Just give some time to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, I'll be mustabikirin. Is there anyone asking forgiveness? Come to me, answer. So this is the night. My brother, youngsters, this night is not for patata, not for sweet halwa, and not for party. So many youngsters do party this night. And so many people, they go to graveyard and they make the panda fight. Smoke. Last year I heard the people go there and they smoke in the graveyard. Rasulullah s.a.w. went to graveyard alone. He didn't tell the sahaba, come with me. He didn't take the whole group. And also, he was reading his alone namaz, not with jamaat. He went to the corner, he took the rakat namaz, along the ruku, along the santa. So we have to do the same thing, we have to follow the way of Rasulullah. Don't waste your time. And inshallah, tomorrow, if you can pass this mustahab, inshallah, Allah will forgive the entire sin. This is the preparation for the Ramadan. Preparation for the Ramadan. Allah clean our heart before the Ramadan comes and we can gain the ring inshaAllah. Gain inshaAllah the Ramadan. So much rahmah and mercy inshaAllah. Tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ta'ala da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina nabiyyina mawlana Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa alihi wa sahbihi tasliman. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka alhamd. La ilaha illa anta. Ya hanan ya manan.
يا بديع السماوات والارض يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم اللهم انا نسالك باسمك الله وباسمك الرحمن وباسمك البر الرحيم وباسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم ان تغفر لنا وترحمنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انا نسالك باسمك العلي الاعلى الوهاب يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم شفي امهاتنا اللهم قد نسالنا يا الله در در کے بھکاری تیرے در پر آئے ہوئے ہیں بہت سارے وہ بھی ہوں گے جو بہت دنوں سے تیرے گھر میں نہیں آئے ہو اے اللہ تو آج ان کو بھی لے آیا ہے تو آج ان کو بھی لے آیا ہے اس لیے کہ جب تک تو نہیں چاہتا کوئی مسجد میں تیرے سامنے نہیں آتا ہے تو نے سب کو چاہا ہے تیرے سامنے آئے ہوئے ہیں اے اللہ ہم سب بھی گناہوں کو معاف معاف فرما دے اللہ معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے ہمارے دلوں کو پاک فرما دے حسد سے بغض سے کینا سے کپٹ سے ہر قسم کی جسمانی ظاہری باطنی تمام گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت ہماری حفاظت فرما اے اللہ ہمیں قبول فرما دے ہم سے راضی ہو جا ہم سے راضی ہو جا ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے اللہ تیرے پیارے نبی حضرت یوسف علیہ السلام نے بیت بھائیوں میں بھائی کو کنویں میں ڈال دیا کتنی تکلیف کی پھر بھی بھائی نے حکومت پر آنے کے بعد کہا او میرے بھائی لا تصریف علیکم اليوم آج تم پر کوئی گناہ نہیں ہے آج تم پر کوئی فقر نہیں ہے اے اللہ تیرے پیارے نبی حضرت محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مکہ والوں کو کہہ دیا تھا جبکہ مکہ والوں نے بڑی تکلیفیں دی تھی بڑی تکلیفیں دی تھی پھر بھی کہہ دیا مکہ والوں لا تصریف علیکم اليوم آج تم پر کوئی فقر نہیں ہے تو حرم میں چلا گیا اس کی فقر نہیں جو اس بیان کافی کے گھر چلا گیا اس کی فقر نہیں جو گنا کے گھر گیا اس کی فقر نہیں آج میں کسی کی فقر نہیں کروں گا کہ اللہ یہ تو تیرے پیارے نبی ہے اور تو تو اکرم الاکرمین ہے ارحم الراحمین ہے ارحم الراحمین ہے آج کی رات میں مسلمان کو کہہ دے لا تصریف علیکم اليوم اے میرے بندو کوئی فکر نہیں ہے میں نے تمہیں معاف کر دیا میں نے تمہیں معاف کر دیا اے اللہ اے اللہ تجھے مانگتے مانگتے بہتوں کے بعد تم سفید ہو گئے اللہ نافرمانی کرتے کرتے زندگی گزر گئی زندگی گزر گئی اللہ جب غلام کی گڑا ہو جاتا ہے جب غلام کی گڑا ہو جاتا ہے تو اللہ دنیا والے اسے فری کر دیتے ہیں آزاد کر دیتے ہیں اللہ ہم بھی تیرے غلام ہیں اللہ ہم بھی تیرے بندے ہیں اللہ تجھے مانگتے مانگتے بڑے ہو گئے ہیں اللہ ہم کو گناہوں سے آزاد کر دے آزاد کر دے جہنم سے آزاد کر دے جہنم سے آزاد کر دے اللہ اتنا بڑا مجمع اگر کسی مالدار کے دروازے پر پہنچ جائے اور کہتے پانچ پاؤں دے دے وہ مالدار کبھی انکار نہیں کر سکتا اللہ تو مالک الملک ہے تو مالک یوم الدین ہے تو سخاوت اللہ بادشاہوں کا بادشاہ ہے تو بادشاہوں کا بادشاہ ہے تو بادشاہوں کا بادشاہ ہے اللہ ہم تیرے در پر اتنا بڑا مجمع بھیک مانگنے کے لیے آیا ہے اللہ ہم سب کو معاف کر اللہ معاف فرما دے اللہ رحم فرما دے ہمارے دلوں پر رحم فرما دے ہمارے دلوں پر رحم فرما دے آنسو بہانے والے بنا دے آئندہ اس رات میں اللہ اس رات میں کتنے فیصلے ہونے والے ہیں اللہ کریم موت کے فیصلے ہونے والے ہیں عزت کے فیصلے ہونے والے ہیں بچوں کے فیصلے ہونے والے ہیں شادیوں کے فیصلے ہونے والے ہیں اللہ نمازوں کیسے کیسے تو فیصلے کرے گا اللہ بہت سارے لوگ جو گزر کا شعبان میں اس مسجد میں دوسری مسجدوں میں موجود تھے اللہ آج کی رات میں وہ زندہ نہیں ہے وہ تو قبر میں دفن ہو گئے کہیں ہمارا نام آج کی رات میں لکھ دیا جائے مردوں میں اور آئندہ سبے قدر سبے برات ہمیں نہ ملے رمضان نہ ملے اللہ اس سے پہلے پہلے ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون.